You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Hola.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. Blockchain, blockchain. You've heard this word everywhere lately, but what does it really mean? Is it a way of building blocks, but with chains? Or is it something more sinister? Well, stay tuned and you'll find out that is actually quite simply a new type of technology that is quite exciting. So what exactly is a blockchain? Simply put, it is a way of structuring and storing data. See how simple that is? Think of how you pack things up to move. Things are put in boxes, and the boxes are labeled with the contents, and then they are stacked inside the moving truck or the storage unit. And that's it, really, in a nutshell. So why is this type of technology revolutionary or special at all? It's not that special or revolutionary, it turns out. How it is being used, well, that is what the fuss is all about. It enables something called distributed ledger technology, or DLT for short. No, not BLT, that's a bacon lettuce tomato sandwich, DLT. And distributed ledger technology is an important step in the evolution of how data is stored and shared. Until now, most companies had private databases. They just had no other means. If they allowed anyone to look at their databases, it would have created huge security risks. With blockchain technology, data is owned by no one. It can be added to by its users, and the information can be seen publicly. This use of a public ledger creates a transparency that has never before been seen, which in turn enables a company or a government to show exactly what they are up to and be held accountable, gaining public trust. Now, this is a very simple way of understanding blockchain. The great thing about it is its simplicity, that it can be created very quickly. And there are YouTube tutorials, which are under 20 minutes long, showing you how to code your own blockchain from scratch. Blockchains can also be written in JavaScript, one of the most widely used and easy to learn coding languages. So if you listeners have children, or you're a child yourself, there is hope for you right now to build your own blockchain. Even someone who has never coded before, ever, can learn how to code a JavaScript blockchain in under a week by following simple guides and tutorials. Here are some real-world uses that are already applying blockchain technology. One real-world use is creating a decentralized internet. Much like hosting web servers and services on the cloud, where your data is replicated, hosted, and served from multiple locations around the world, this virtually eliminates all downtime. The next use is with decentralized markets, as you can buy or sell currencies, items, and services without interference or reliance on third-party services and teams to operate. The next use is through distributed cloud storage, where you never have to lose your data again and never have to worry about it being turned over to authorities or having employees at hosting companies snooping around. If anyone remembers the witch hunt for the MP3 files due to RIAA complaints in the early 2000s, you will understand why this is important. People should not go to jail over listening to music, no matter what. And an excellent example of cloud storage is in a prior podcast that we did, where we interviewed Fran from internext.com. This is a podcast well worth listening to, as they are creating an excellent cloud storage platform. The next use case is in creating decentralized social networking sites. Now, the big social networking sites are packed full of advertisements, clutter, censorship, and give away your data. Decentralized social networks can operate without any of these problems, and in some cases, even reward you for your contributions to the network. Another use case is with encrypted messaging, either by email or real-time instant messages, which can be stored on the blockchain and accessed only by a private key without requiring any kind of personal information to be attached to it. The next use case is through proof of ownership, where unique or expensive items could have their ownership tracked, limiting the possibility of stolen items being sold. They can also be easily checked for authenticity around the world. Another use case is with authenticated voting, where you can keep track of who is registered to vote, who they voted for, and how many votes were counted without actually giving out names or any kind of ID. With blockchain, anyone can audit the voting process and prove that the results are honest. The next use case is the stock exchange, because the stocks and other financial products often take a few days to complete transactions, but combining blockchain technology and smart contracts could make these transactions happen immediately. One of the biggest use cases is with the real estate sector. The biggest advantage with blockchain is being able to check property titles and verify ownership. In addition, when combined with smart contracts, transaction times can be reduced from several weeks to minutes. Another very well-documented use case is with shipping, logistics, and food processing, where tracking items from the beginning of its journey and through a chain of events, culminating with the products arriving at its destination, is one of the greatest uses of blockchain, allowing for this complete traceability, including proof of origin, processing, and terminus. Lastly, even though we've mentioned it a few times, is the whole world of smart contracts, which remove the expensive middleman from standard legal contracts, saving you a lot of time and money in the process. And this is now where the really cool part of blockchain technology lies. Unlike normal databases that only allow a server or administrator to add data to it, blockchain technology typically allows anyone on the network to add to it. Anyone that is part of that network, that is. To be part of a public blockchain, all you need to do is run the network node software for that specific chain, and you can do so from anywhere in the world. These network nodes use one of the many different consensus methods to verify that the data being added is correct before finally accepting it onto the blockchain permanently. To understand more about consensus algorithms and methods altogether, please listen to podcast number 13, titled Blockchain and Algorithms. Now, I understand this is a podcast, but what I would like you to do when you get the time is log on to etherscan.io. Again, etherscan, etherscan.io. And do a search of the BNB token, which runs on top of Ethereum's blockchain. What will come up is instead of the expected account information that you would see on any other type of transaction or record, all you will see is an address, an amount, and a percentage of the total supply of BNB tokens. What you can see before you is a tremendous advantage in terms of anonymity, but at the same time, accountability. It exposes the distribution of wealth in a given system, and anyone at any time can see if a few people are controlling the majority of the wealth, or if it is more fairly distributed. Would Bank of America ever do this with the US dollar? No, I don't think so. Or would the Central Bank of England ever do this with the pound? I doubt it as well. Blockchain technology allows a very acceptable balance between privacy and transparency for ledgers and transactions. While there are no personal details attached to the accounts that you can see in these public records, someone who has personal involvement with these addresses can simply trace the history of these interactions, transactions, amounts, and dates. This is great in cases where you're sending money to someone across the world and they say, "Oh, I never got that." There's a clear record of who sent the money, where they sent it to, how much they sent, and if it was successfully received or not. Blockchain technology has many benefits and is set to change the way that companies do business. In addition, the including of blockchain technology may lead to higher profit margins and greater customer satisfaction, as the effects of streamlining will lead to greater efficiencies in production, processing, administration, and logistics. Now, we mentioned smart contracts not only within this list of use cases for blockchain, but also in a previous dedicated podcast called Smart Contracts, which is episode 8. We mentioned smart contracts not only previously within this podcast, but also in a dedicated podcast called Smart Contracts, which is episode 8 of our podcast series. The sheer amount of contracts generated in this world on a daily basis and their collective worth is in the millions of trillions. And the use of blockchain technology will not only be a humongous savings in time, but also in money. And this topic is important, so I felt it was necessary to include it again within this podcast. And as it turns out, smart contracts really are also nothing that special. They are just a digital version of a contract. So two parties agree on something, and these two parties can be individuals or companies or even pieces of software who are exchanging data, and the contract executes the exchange. What makes a contract smart is the elimination of the middleman, whereas a traditional paper contract has lawyers, notaries, brokers, or some other trusted intermediary who takes a sizable fee for their services. Using this way to create contracts is smart, as it excludes all of these additional people and therefore expenses. Smart contracts exist alongside something called the distributed ledger, otherwise known as the blockchain. Now, as we already stated before, the distributed ledger is a simple record of account balances on a certain blockchain network. The smart contract just moves the numbers or assets from one account to the other. Unlike a private database, a distributed ledger or a blockchain is typically open for anyone to see, as we have just shown on etherscan.io. It can be configured in a number of ways, but typically there is no personal identifiable information within public view, and just a simple account number, balance, and transaction history. Now, I would like to also show you a practical use case. So, if you wanted to buy a house, you would normally need a real estate agent, a real estate broker, title insurance, and an escrow company to create a typical transaction. Now, this is a lot of hands taking a piece of your hard-earned money. Now, if the Department of Housing or a county records clerk would use a distributed ledger to declare what property belongs to whom, a smart contract could handle the transaction all on its own, without any of these additional agencies or people. The buyer would fill out the information required on a web page, which would send a confirmation agreement to the owner via email. The current owner would click a link to sign off on the document, and the smart contract would move the house to the new owner's account on the distributed ledger. The smart contract would then withdraw the money from the buyer's bank account or from the approved lender's account and transfer it to the current owner. All of this would occur within seconds instead of weeks or even months. Let's take this as another example. In the future, when autonomous vehicles become a regular part of daily life, these vehicles will be self-maintaining, driving themselves to car washes, the mechanics, and even paying for their own parking and storage. And this will be happening sooner than you think, folks. These cars will have their own digital wallets, which they will use to pay for their services via smart contracts between the car and the electric station, or the car and the car wash, or the car and the mechanic, and so on. The mechanic will simply calculate the cost on their phone app, scan the QR code on the car, and send it a bill, which of course would be paid immediately via the smart contract infrastructure. Now, while smart contracts are a pretty basic thing, Their existence will cause a major disruption in evolution in the way that things are done already right now in society. In terms of finances and agreements, this is right up there with the invention of the wheel. Just as blockchain as a whole is right up there with the invention of the wheel. I would like to thank you for listening to our Crypto and Blockchain Talk podcast. And please, I would like to invite you to give us a 5-star rating on Spotify, iTunes, and Deezer. And if you have any suggestions or if there are any topics that you would like us to cover, please email us at education@savvydigital.com. That is education@savvydigital.com. Again, thank you for listening and have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.